Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled Practicing Love, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Bishop Carroll. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 and verse 4. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Love is patient and kind. I have just read from the English Standard Version Bible. Love is the major distinguishing factor between believers of Christ and unbelievers. This was the commandment that Jesus laid down for us, to love one another just as He loves us. Apostle John explicitly states that he who does not love does not know God, because God is love. We can see this in 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. This kind of love is not the one shown only to our immediate family members and friends, but the one shown to all, including strangers. Every born-again child of God has the love of God shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Spirit. We see this in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. One of the proofs of love is patience. Someone once said that the reason why we need patience is because the other person is not perfect. We expect people to forgive us and overlook our excesses, but we may find it difficult to do the same when they hurt us. Patience is a good-natured tolerance of delay or incompetence in another. Another proof of love is kindness. Kindness means having a tender, considerate, and helpful nature to others. One way to show that we love others is to be kind to them, irrespective of what they have done to us. Going into today, allowing the love of God to find expression in you by being patient and kind to others, even to those who seem not to deserve it. God loved us while we were sinners. Do the same to others. By so doing, they will see Christ in you. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, cause your love to find expression in me. Help me to be patient and kind to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 17 to Proverbs chapter 18. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Proverbs chapter 17 to chapter 18.
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. A prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the family. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. Whoever mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent lips are unsuited to a godless fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is seen as a charm by those who give it. They think success will come at every turn. Whoever would foster love covers over an offense. But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. A rebuke impresses a discerning person more than 100 lashes a fool. Evildoers foster rebellion against God. The messenger of death will be sent against them. Better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool bent on folly. Evil will never leave the house of one who pays back evil for good. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Why should fools have money in hand to buy wisdom when they are not able to understand it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. One who has no sense shakes hands in pledge and puts up security for a neighbor. Whoever loves a quarrel loves sin. Whoever builds a high gate invites destruction. One whose heart is corrupt does not prosper. One whose tongue is perverse falls into trouble. To have a fool for a child brings grief. There's no joy for the parent of a godless fool. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. The wicked accept bribes in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning person keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the mother who bore them. If imposing a fine on the innocent is not good, surely to flog honest officials is not right. Those who have knowledge use words with restraint, and those who have understanding are even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues.
An unfriendly person pursues selfish ends, and against all sound judgment starts quarrels. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes reproach. The words of the mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is a rushing stream. It is not good to be partial to the wicked and so deprive the innocent of justice. The lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating. The mouths of fools are their undoing, and their lips are a snare to their very lives. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. One who is slack in his work is a close relative of one who destroys. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale.
Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame.
The human spirit can endure in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out.
A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right until someone comes forward and cross-examines. Casting the lot settles disputes and keeps strong opponents apart. A brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Disputes are like the barred gates of a citadel.
From the fruit of their mouths, people's stomachs are filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord.
The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin.
But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.